What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Woods, co-host of Race Against the Machine. This is a special episode, kind of an extra episode, I guess is the best way to put it. We had recorded a lot the last time that we recorded, and this topic really kind of stood out on its own, so we wanted to kind of break it out and make it its own thing. So we hope that you enjoy it, that you dig it, and that you're staying safe. Peace. This is like a sorbet topic.
Sorbet?
Yeah. And I got to be careful on this one.
Oh, okay.
This one's it's local, so I have to be delicate.
Do I have to be delicate?
No. So there was recently an online panel discussion.
Okay.
About the state of black men. They had invited brothers from various backgrounds, a few of them who I knew. And basically they were interrogating the topic, you know, what is the state of black men? And
it's officially in Franklin County, it's a thing now.
Oh,
right?
Here you go.
Oh, it's a big God. Win for us.
Yo, I can feel the winds of change through my hair.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
Since you brought it up, though, and it was just right after a health agency had just put out, did you see this? Mm-hmm. They had just put out like a statement saying, hey, here are some safety tips, some precautions. If you're going to wear a mask, you know, and this is like from a Franklin County department. I don't remember if it's the same department.
Oh, yeah. Like.
And they were like,
don't wear the blue ones.
Right. If don't wear a red or blue mask, don't wear anything that might be gang affiliated looking. And then, of course, 24 hours later, they apologized for that shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it turns out racism is a health crisis. And we still don't know what that means. It's like, do you have any black people working there?
I love it when the official state response to racism is trying to teach black people how to navigate racism.
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, if you're going to wear a bandana around your face, don't dress like you're getting ready to put in work. You think you need to tell us that?
Right.
But, thanks for the help. I mean, I'm glad I pay my taxes.
Didn't we write the first article about being concerned about face masks in public? I think we wrote that article. Isn't that the one that was circulating? The
right.
one that y'all, that probably even gave you the idea for
right.
this stupid ass statement?
Oh my
Didn't
God.
Didn't we, one of us, write that article first?
Yeah.
And now you're the fucking expert fucking it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to mention, whose fucking problem is this? How is your effort not telling white people to stop doing what they do in response to whatever we do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where is your office in relation to the police commissioner? Okay. Let us handle the navigating of this
right.
bullshit. If you're going to do something, walk over there,
mm-hmm.
do something there.
Mm-hmm.
That's your
mm-hmm.
work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So hilarious.
Yeah. Why is the onus on my mask?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I already know it is.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that. Like, come on.
Right. History has shown that you are not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Around me.
Yeah. It's already something we're carrying. Like,
what do they think the talk is about?
Yeah.
We're already taking all the necessary precautions within reason.
Oh, man. It's just so great that they're going to...
They're basically telling you, you know, that whole Bill of Rights thing, that whole
yeah.
freedom thing.
Let's get real.
Yeah, that's provisional.
It's not a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to need you to change the colors of your mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. racist as hell.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're already normalizing these oppressive conditions sufficiently.
Oh my God. I know that you're completely surrounded by races, but I'm going to need you to change your mask.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Also, if you get stopped by the police, try not to use too many big words. They feel threatened when you do that.
That's right. Just keep your voice down. You know, play dead. Play dead. It's a good one.
Play dead.
That's a good one. Yeah. That works.
Oh my God.
Anyhow,
sorry,
the state of black men. And I wasn't going to watch it, but then I started watching it and I got wrapped into it.
Okay.
But, and I don't want to like criticize it too much, right? Because in all fairness to those brothers, it's the same conversation we've been having for literally 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay. My largest criticism of it is simply that it wasn't any different than any other conversation we've had in this century or the last century.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go in and say, well, this brother said this and I disagree with that. And this brother said this and,
gotcha.
And this forum ain't shit. Like it had, the forum had near the end, a straight up troll going in on it.
Okay.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all don't do shit. Like, so I don't want to be that. I'm not that dude at all.
Okay? Right.
Let's
right.
Be clear.
Right.
But I would like to take a whack at it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm please.
Nothing. I don't want to get too deep, okay. But I do want to at least see if this flies at all, right?
Okay.
So someone asked me, they said, what did you think of the town hall? And I was like, same old, same old.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what do you feel should have been done different about the forum? And I was like, well, you know, look, you know, 9 times out of 10, most panels are bullshit.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, a panel lives or dies on its moderator, meaning it dies on its questions.
Yeah.
Right. And so to me, the problem with the discussion, I'm going to focus less on the panel and more on the discussion, the topic. The problem with trying to discuss the state of, in this case, black men and boys, but with almost any black issue, is that we start the conversation as if we've never had the conversation. As if we're trying to catch up all of the black people all of the time, right? And so for me, the conversation moving forward, and I haven't seen it yet, but the conversation moving forward needs to be, it needs to start wherever the last one stopped.
Yeah.
Now you decide what the last one was, but I guarantee you they were all the same. And so just assume that everything that you would have said in 2 hours has been said and then start talking.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Because what inevitably happens, of course, is that it just turns into church. Like everybody in the room knows what the issues are. Everybody in the room has personally got a story. Everybody in the room is probably black. Everybody in the room can testify.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody on the panel is saying anything that nobody in the room hasn't heard someplace before.
Yeah.
So you're just going to church at this point.
Yep.
Now what do you want me to do? Now how do you want to talk about that? That's my first piece of advice moving forward on any discussion.
Yeah.
Right? You have any thoughts on that, though? On the state of black men and boys? Where that needs to start? Where that can go? Anything like that? I know that came out of left field on you.
I have thoughts.
Sure, I would hope so.
So my first problem is with the premise.
Okay, let's hear that.
I don't think we need any more rooms full of black men and boys talking about the problems of black men and boys. I think we need rooms of black people talking about the problems of black people. I know racism impacts us. Racism is gendered in the way it impacts the black community.
Sure.
I don't feel like we should roll with that in our constructs. I feel like black men and boys need to know how racism affects black women and girls. And black women and girls need to know how racism affects black women and boys. So if we're already sectioning off these conversations, that's even making it more likely to turn into what you're talking about.
Well, I think the argument there would be that at some point you need to focus on how those things are different at some point.
You can focus on that with everybody in the same room. You can still have the conversation. You can say, with everyone in the same room, because we're all grown-ups, you can say, now, with like police, for example, this is more common for this gender, this is more common for that gender. With this other situation, this is more, like, that's okay. Everyone can still have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of bad shit go down with what I feel like is people coming out of those spaces, trying to then talk in a co-ed space.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of bad shit go down.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can tell this black man has spent the last 10 years only in that room.
Mm.
And he's talking to a room full of black women. And he does not know how to navigate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking up left and right.
Right, right.
And then every time he gets any kind of pushback, it's like, oh, y'all been brainwashed by the fucking feminists. And y'all just villainizing the black man and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, bro, it's because what you're saying is bullshit.
Mm.
And it's just because a black woman told you it's bullshit. Now you're going to go this route.
So are you arguing against black men's spaces?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not against spaces like that. But if we're going to talk about racism,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about it. Unless you just want to have a little conversation. If you're not talking about racism, mm-hmm. and you just want to go get on some king shit, go get on some king shit. Okay? You're all princes and kings. You're all princes and kings. You're all princes and kings. Okay. You know what I mean? That's cool. Go have it. Have at it. If you're trying to have a constructive conversation. Ooh. Yeah, see, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Please.
If seriously though, like if you're really trying to arrive at a point, that's the question. Are you trying to arrive at a point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just trying, like you say, just to have church?
Mm.
If you're just trying to have church, or you just want affirmation,
mm-hmm.
then I think that's what those spaces are for.
Mm-hmm.
Black male spaces, black woman spaces, those are for affirmation, support, solidarity. That's what those spaces are for.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about problems and solutions, everybody needs to be in the fucking room.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
So these spaces almost always suggest, if not outright state, that what they want to do, and sometimes it's at the beginning, but usually it's at the end, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, so let's talk about solutions, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that's the starting point.
That's, okay? Yeah, yeah.
But anyhow, you know, so I think they all think that they are going to do that, or that they are all even doing that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the meetings they never change. They're always the same. And even if a solution is proposed, it is never acted upon in any discernible way. And so I think they feel like that's what they're doing. And you're saying that's not what they're doing.
They're not being honest with themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I think the minute you section it off like that, you know what you're really doing. And you know what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be secure enough. It is, and what I've seen, and I don't know, I wasn't at the town hall. I didn't attend what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not speaking specifically to that.
Understood. And we are no longer specifically speaking
no,
to that.
Yeah. But what I've seen, the dudes that I've seen have problems. And sometimes the women I've seen have problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's normally dudes. What I see is people who feel like their experience hasn't been spoken to enough.
Mm.
And they want a space where we can speak to that. That's a real place to be coming from.
Personally.
Yeah. And even if you want to get a group together and speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But don't conflate the two so that you can feel righteous about it.
Mm.
and feel like you're talking about solutions.
I just never feel like, I almost never speak up in these scenarios unless mm-hmm. someone asks me to, which rarely happens because I think they know the kind of thing that I'm likely to say.
The kind of thing you're going
to
say.
But I rarely speak up in those scenarios because I don't really feel like, even as individual as my life has been, as unique as my life has been, and with all of the things that I do that I think are very cool and may be awesome contributions to the conversation, I don't ever really feel like my personal experience is so unique and so outstanding that anyone needs to hear it in the context of Black people at large.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I never really feel the need to interrupt that space with whatever my personal feeling and experience is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to be in there talking about, I don't know. I just don't want to talk about what I'm dealing with because I don't feel like, I feel like everyone else has to be dealing with it.
Yeah.
Or almost everyone else has to be dealing with it.
Absolutely.
Even if the subject is Black men specifically, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm in a room full of women, I'm still not doing that.
Yeah.
Not because they experience it, because I assume that they understand it already.
Okay. And all of that, though, is still just, not just, I shouldn't say just, because it's important. All of that is a different thing.
Hmm.
That's all still solidarity, community, building each other up. I look, God knows Black people in America need that. Those rooms need to exist. We need spaces where we can build each other up. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think we should be doing that instead of church every Sunday.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. And I feel like there's some sort of, people want that. They want to do that.
Yes.
But I don't feel like they feel permission to do it, except for under the premise of solutions. That's this whole problem solutions thing. That's what gives people permission to go, come in the room, you know? And so that's what it has to be under that premise. But that's not really what they want to do.
Okay.
You know, it's like when Columbus had that protest. I can't remember the time frame. I believe it was around the time of Eric Garner. You know, there's all these people that met around Franklin Park and they marched over to the police building and they yelled at the police commissioner. And then they walked home and they sang and got in their cars, walked back to their cars, sang, got in their cars and left, right? I attended that and I felt better afterwards, right? The purpose of it was for everybody to feel better afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's really why people were there. They Yes. needed to let some shit out. They needed to be around people who felt as angry as they were. And then they need to go home and function again.
Yes. It's therapeutic.
Yes.
Yes.
But nobody shows up if you say that's what we're doing. Okay. If you say we're going to go make our voices heard and make them acknowledge this needs to be done and they're going to change, then people show up. But that's not what they want.
Mm.
It's not what they're there for. But they need some high and mighty righteous reason to get in that room.
Mm.
So you say, this is what we're doing, and then everybody shows up, and then they do what they came to do.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I think that's what's happening.
I need that cycle to break somewhere. It can't break everywhere. But
yeah.
Can I see it break once? You know what I'm saying?
So how? What do you think is the way to break? Do you think the way to break it is?
And I don't want to have to pay $200 to go to a conference where the people who have been going to school and learn, you know, to academically process and debate and argue and write papers and shit, where they kind of understand that we kind of need to do that kind of thing. Maybe, if we're lucky, that's the conference, right? I want that to happen in my community.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's two starting points, right? You can either have a group of people that are committed to channeling all those things into actual pragmatic conversations and solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can focus on another thing where somehow the cultural work is done to where people feel permitted to go to spaces that are set up about that other thing and say, this is for this, you know, and now we have this other thing. This is for that. Like, somebody has to stand up and be honest and draw the line between those two conversations.
Well, I think the second thing is the you're talking about creating space for mm-hmm. the work.
No, creating space for the creating space for that where we can be honest and say, this is all we're doing is this.
Okay.
And then people maybe won't feel the need to turn the other thing into that.
Gotcha.
You know?
All right. So then let's focus on this first space, which is the solution-oriented
yeah.
space, mm-hmm. right? This is the these are the people who are going to help us figure out mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. You're saying that's not a public space?
No, it's a public space, but everybody's going there under a false premise.
Okay, yes.
So you need someone to narrow that conversation and keep it focused on what it says it's about.
Yeah. Like, here's what I would like to see. I would like to see a panel in front of the community, online, offline, whatever, that says, okay, let's talk about solutions, right, to this issue, whatever this issue is.
Yeah.
You know, you can speak up whenever you want to speak up, but if I don't hear solution talk within 15 seconds of you starting to talk, I got to stop you. I only really want to have solution talk here. Like, that would be the shortest meeting ever.
That'd be the angriest meeting ever.
It would be very angry, right?
Yeah, because everybody,
the audience might be mad at you.
Right? Everybody's going to say, well, what I'm saying is a solution. Because first you got to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got to be the asshole that says, go do that somewhere else. Mm. Then come here and offer your real world solution. You're going to lose the whole room.
True. I just really want that to be different, man. It's really stressing me. It's not stressing me out because I don't think about it all the time. But whenever it happens, it stresses me out.
What if you narrow the topic from the start?
Okay.
So you send out a flyer, or send out a poll.
Mm-hmm.
What are the top five issues facing black men and boys?
Mm-hmm.
Then you send another one. What current event best reflects this issue that was voted number one? And now we're going to have a meeting about what to do about this event.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're entering an ethereal space automatically. Like, you're entering, I don't know, man. It's complicated.
It is. You know, part of the problem is that at the level of community, right? Mm-hmm. Because, listen, someone will hear this and they will say, yo, I work at a community center. We have this conversation. Me and 10 of my motherfuckers have this conversation all the time. And we are really digging into it and deepening, and it's really going somewhere as mm-hmm. You know, as a set of ideas, and we're practically on the verge of creating philosophy, you know, which will turn, you know, eventually into action.
Yeah.
We might even be preparing some action, right? You and your 10 boys or whatever, if we're lucky, you mm-hmm, and 10 mm-hmm. boys.
Yeah.
Right. Let's pretend this is like 1992. So, you know, but the larger dynamic and the larger example is the more common one. Which is somebody gets it in their head to have a forum, a panel, a meeting, an event. However many black people show up, random black people show up, 25, 50, 100, 200, 1,000, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have the meeting, right? And, you know, part of it for me, I think, is we only ever have that meeting once. You get these people together. Maybe they're good people. Maybe they're bad people. Maybe they're a combination of both. And you have the meeting. It takes an hour, takes an hour and a half, takes 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And these people are never in the same room again, altogether, or never in the same room again this way. I almost want to be like, okay, look, we're going to have the meeting as advertised, whatever. It's going to be what it's going to be for that first 2 hours. And tomorrow we're going to have a meeting again.
Yeah.
And you have that meeting for 3 days straight. And if you ain't got some shit going on after that, then you know you never have to deal with these people again.
So you just need minutes. Take minutes to the meeting and then have the meeting in a week and say, these are the minutes from the last meeting. Now let's proceed.
I think a week is too long.
A week is too long.
I think you need to do it. I mean, I would settle for that. But I think you got to be concentrated at this point, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you really got to be like, I think I just said that yesterday.
Mm.
You know, or I think I got that idea from that brother yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I'm looking for a terminal velocity approach.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because apparently just the one time. Listen, if Tavis Smiley ain't doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's putting 10, 12, 15, 20 incredible black minds in the same room. And they're still having the same conversation.
Yeah.
They're having the same conversation I saw on Facebook every year. I mean,
do you think?
Come on. And then put the book out, right? The Agenda for Black America. Put the book out, which was a good move. You should put a book out. Please put a book out. Everybody put a book out. But then they convened again the next year as if the book didn't exist.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's start this whole thing all over again. I'm done with that, man. I'm sick of that. I'm really sick of that.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I'm sorry. Some people in the room, in the audience, it's going to be like going to see a Shakespeare play. You ain't going to understand everything because we're not going to go back and redefine every damn thing for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to spend 30 minutes debating the definition of gentrification before we get to the part where we tell you about how you're getting fucked.
Right.
Right? We're just going to start about how you're getting fucked. If you need to look it up, pull your phone out and Google that shit.
Yeah.
You know, or there's a little sheet in the back, little one sheet. You know, fuck that. You know, fuck with that. You know, do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But we're going to start the conversation here. This is where the conversation is going to start. We're going to assume certain things about your intelligence, about your experience.
Yeah. Your awareness.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Come on. And if I may be so bold.
Oh, please.
I mean, I'm pretty much in line with where you are at the beginning of this conversation, where the premise of it is problematic, right?
Yeah.
I think for me at this point, for a slightly different reason, If you say we want to have a forum or whatever on the state of black men and boys, I'm like already starting to shut down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really am. I guess I'm just tired of pulling that out at this point because I just feel like it's so obvious. It's so ubiquitous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who don't already know this? So do we even need to parse this out? Really? Really? I would almost prefer that we just say, here is the issue. Whatever the issue is, unemployment, education, whatever. And then as you see fit, as a man, as a woman, as someone who is queer, as someone who is old, as someone who owns things, as someone who is homeless, we focus on that issue and we find your place in it. And that is how we decide to move the conversation and thus the action forward.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Issue-based.
Yes.
Because what do you have to say about black men at this point? What do you have to say? Shit's fucked up. Like the first question is, well, what would you say the state of black men is? Shit is precarious.
Yeah.
We've upgraded to precarious. Shit used to be straight, stone cold, fucked up.
Yeah.
And we have graduated through gradualism, incrementalism, to precarious.
Yeah.
At best.
At best.
You know what I'm saying? We're kind of on a cliff. Before, yeah. They was just throwing us off the cliff.
Yeah.
Constantly. Every day.
Every day.
Throwing dudes off the cliff.
Yeah.
Ah, right? Every day.
Now we're striving for precarious.
Yeah, now we're just teetering on the edge.
If you succeed on a personal level, for you, it's going to be precarious.
Yeah.
Great.
Right, right.
What else is there to talk about?
What else?
Yeah.
What's left? What else do you mean is precarious? Next.
Yeah.
And that means anything, any way you want to fashion that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm ready for whatever the next step is.
I'm not into any, like, the state of conversations.
Yeah.
Look, who are these people that need to hear a panel of black people talking about the state of any black American, you know, like the state, what are you talking about? The state of, who needs to hear that?
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know.
Taking the temperature.
I don't know who that conversation is for unless you have an update.
Yeah.
Right.
Did I miss a memo?
I mean, if you've got the new data,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to invite Michelle Alexander to come out with the 2019 stats.
Oh, then that's a different conversation.
Let's go. Yes. Let's do it. I'll be there. I'll be quiet.
Yes.
I'll be taking notes. Let's do videotape it. Let's go.
Right.
If that's going to be the conversation, then cool.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to tell me this shit is precarious.
Yeah.
Hell, I knew that.
Right.
We all knew that. You know what I'm saying? My nephew knew that.
Right.
You know, every black woman I know knows that. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
I'm just tired of the conversation being that way.
Well, I have a theory that people, and this isn't just for that conversation, but I see that even at work. I have a theory that people run away from solution-oriented conversations when they're not getting enough affirmation-based conversations.
Mm.
You know? Mm. You go to work and say, we're going to solve this problem. And first, everybody has to let it all out about how this problem is impacting them.
Mm.
Because this has been the only time they've gotten a chance to talk about it. Any other context, it would have been insubordinate. You know what I mean?
Fair, fair.
So they got, but they just, people, I'm different, I guess. I can sort of section that off and say, we're going to talk about solutions. Let's talk about solutions. You're going to talk about how I feel about this shit. I can do that too.
Right, right.
But I think a lot of people, they can't talk about the one thing until they let out the other thing.
Mm.
I think that's how a lot of people are wired.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if doubling down on the solution talk is going to really solve it.
Mm.
You might get a lot of glazed over eyes
because
they're not going to be able to focus on that until they let this out.
Mm.
And then I feel like specifically, especially with that issue, men and boys, now you're talking about creating a space where we can talk about our feelings.
Which is already.
And we ain't fucking doing that.
Yeah.
So instead, we're going to create this place where we can talk about solutions and we're all going to go talk about our feelings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
maybe I'm just a different type of bird, man, but I don't care about your feelings at this point. And it's not that I don't care. I don't intellectually care about your feelings.
But for them, neither do they. It's not an intellectual exercise for them.
True. True.
Good so point. That's why I think it benefits from expanding the room and saying we're going to talk about our feelings. You know, we're going to talk, let's call it, you know, building black community.
Mm-hmm.
Call it being there for each other when no one else will be. You can frame it in a way that still leaves everybody's pride intact.
Mm.
And then but don't say you're going to be talking about solutions. Talk about what we're going to be doing. How are we going to build this network of support and affirmation better amongst ourselves?
Mm.
Have everybody come in the room and give everybody the assignment to talk about everybody else. You don't get to talk about you and I don't get to talk about me.
Mm.
So you're talking about what we can do for black women. Black women are going to talk about what they can do for black men. Black straight people are going to be talking about what they can do for black queer people. We're going to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the things that they face? What do they need out of this community? Because none of us are getting it anywhere else but here. If we can't get it here, we're not going to get it. Start there, I think. And then probably that room can graduate to a solution-based conversation if you can keep that room together in one place long enough.
Right. Just for God's sake, just don't break out into a focus group.
No.
It's doomed.
And then the bigger question is there a conversation worth having?
Mm.
What good is conversation in the long run anyway? Not actually going to build community.
Aside from the therapeutic reason, probably none.
It's just a proxy for the community that you don't have.
Yeah, right. It's a trip because the notion of community is a trip, right?
Yeah.
There are black communities. Mm-hmm. They exist.
Yeah.
And one could argue that there is a black community, you know, overall. One could make that argument.
Yeah.
But I rarely feel like we're capturing that in these types of forms, in this model.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, usually the people are not together outside of that. So they're not particularly reflective of any singular space or whatever.
Yeah.
to me, that never feels like a community conversation. Those conversations never feel like a community conversation.
Yeah.
They feel like an attempt to get at community, and they usually fail at that as well.
You know, I think Black America in general, probably more so outside of the South, but in general, I think Black America needs to have a conversation about how Black success changed the landscape of Black community the last 30 years or 40 years.
Yeah.
We're all reaching for something we lost in those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we can still hear the echo of it, and we just want to remember what that was like.
Mm.
You know, again, back to the other shit I feel like there's some people that have swallowed a lie about that success and feel like that was the only road there was this landscape change.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get at that. We need to have that talk about like what is like you want to if you want to update on Black community, the state of the Black community. You got to talk about Black flight, not just white flight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk about prosperity gospel.
Right.
That's some really isolating shit to be coming from your own people. All these rich motherfuckers go to church and talk about how they're rich motherfuckers because of Jesus and they have Jesus.
Right.
And your brother went to jail because he didn't. That's not why that fucking shit happened.
Right.
So then where do you even build community when that kind of fragmentation is present in your community?
Yeah.
Because if it's me, I don't want anybody to believe that in the room. And that's a big chunk of the community.
Yeah.
And if I'm running it, they're not even there.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to start talking because who's in the room? First, I need to know who's in the room.
Right. Right. I think it's very telling that, and you know, more times than not, and I mean like 95% of the time, you know, people with the resources to move the needle are never in the room. They're never in the room.
Right.
They're not part of this conversation that is pretending a community, which probably means they're also not part of the community. Right. In a very concrete sense.
Well, they have theirs. They have their community.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, they get to talk shit on everybody that's in this room here.
Right. Right. Yeah. Community by default.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're a community, you shouldn't have to go to the person in your quote unquote community who has lots of resources and make a pitch that they should help out the rest of the community.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you have to do that, then either you're not part of the community or they're not part of the community. Okay?
Amen. Now we're having church.
I do feel a spirit. I'm just saying, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't think anybody had to go to him and be like, you know what would be really dope? A school.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he kind of felt that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had that kind of going for him.
Or at the very least, he showed up and said, here's a number. What can we do?
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Instead of like, you know, did you pay full price for them shoes?
Wow.
I had to get it in. I had to get my dick in.
You haven't won anything. Oh, man.